Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Astro Dim laying in my bed because this is my bed in astrology. Wow, Pisces new moon energy. Hello, hello, hello. Happy Pisces new moon, y'all. It already, the sun and the moon already went exact, and everything. It went exact today, at 10:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, at 4 degrees and 29 minutes of Pisces. Okay, so of course I'm going to talk about, you know, what is the new moon, astronomically and astrologically. What does this particular new moon mean? I'll talk about the specifics on it, numerology wise and decan wise and degree wise and things like that, and then I'll talk about aspects being made to this new moon, okay, and give you a couple of pointers on how to manifest during this new moon, because I think everyone should. All right, so then for my Patreon, well, not Patreon, I'm not into Patreon no more, but my Cosmic Gain subscribers, you guys will have an extended version of this, okay? And with y'all, if you're in a part of the Cosmic Gain gang, I'll talk about the two aspect patterns that are happening. Octal triangle, as well as a talent triangle, and I'll explain that in depth, what that means for us for this new moon. I'll talk about the fixed stars that are aspecting this new moon, and it's a special one that is aspecting this new moon that's connected to the guardians of heaven and archangels, so we'll definitely get into that. And then I'll also talk about how this will affect you depending on what house this new moon is in, okay? And so let's get started for the general pub, you know, talking about this new moon energy. So what does this new moon mean in general, astronomically and astrologically? So let's talk about astronomically first. So the new moon is basically when the sun and the moon I can't say conjunct, it's more astrological, right? When the sun and the moon are close to each other, like right, almost, it seems like they're like right on top of each other. So they are meeting they're meeting horizontally, but they're not meeting vertically. When they meet horizontally and vertically, that's a solar eclipse, you know. But you know, a lot of times, like, the sun will be a little bit more up, the moon will be a little bit more down, or vice versa, you know. And you know, that's the case here, you know, that the sun's a little bit more up, the moon's a little bit more down, but they're meeting horizontally, okay, very close to each other. What does this mean astrologically? It means when the sun and moon are conjunct, the sun and moon are right on each other, on the chart, with the transits and stuff. But the deeper meaning to that, how to interpret it, is when our emotional self is matching up with our self-expression, you know, our conscious actions, you know, how we consciously make moves. And so you feel one way and you act that same way, you know. So I feel that I should focus on this, I'm going to act as the such, you know. And so in this case with us, you know, it's neutral energy when this happens. So emotionally, you are empathic, you're picking up other people's emotions, processing it. You know, you might confuse it with your emotions, you might not, depends on how you're feeling at this moment, but you're picking up things empathically and intuitively. And emotionally, you are thinking about as well, beyond just getting intuitive messages, you're thinking about your self-undoing, your self-sabotaging ways, and how to address them. You're thinking about how to address hidden enemies, if there's any, you know. Certain hidden enemies will probably be brought to light okay, and things like that, right? And so you're feeling it, and so now you're going to take action based off of it. You're going to express yourself, you know, with that energy. Like, okay, I empathically feel this, and I'm going to express it, you know? So it's great energy for artists, for sure. Artists really can really thrive during this energy when it comes to actually creating things, not releasing things, because, you know, I just dropped my phone. But yeah, not with releasing things because, you know, it's Mercury retrograde. You don't want to do that, you know. But it is a good energy for artists, any form, any artist, and anybody that has more of a Piscean energy, period, you know. You can really get into that Piscean energy on a positive level very well and do some true healing, you know. It's dope energy for sure. So what does this new moon mean? I pretty much talked about it, but it's basically internally and externally, we are allowing our emotions to be expressed and allowing them to guide us to healing and self-awareness, right? But our emotions are being influenced unconsciously and empathically, possibly by other entities. You'll be all right, but still protect your neck because, again, emotions are still being influenced unconsciously and empathically by other entities, which can lead to bad decisions. Unfortunately, I heard some news, some terrible, terrible news about a family of a friend and how their child made a really bad decision that's just extremely life-changing, not to them, but to the people around them. And so, although this new moon, you'll see, is aspected greatly, it may not be aspected greatly to your chart personally. And it may affect you personally in a different way. So, what I want you guys to do is just definitely protect your neck and practice spiritual and energetic hygiene, you know, to make sure that you're good and you're protected. Because this could be a little bit tricky sometimes, you know. Sometimes you don't get intuitive messages by highly elevated entities, but in spirits, but you get it from low vibrational ones that are really nasty and it's just nasty, and it's like really it's pushing this agenda for spiritual warfare. So please protect your neck, okay? So let's continue. This new moon is happening at 4 degrees Pisces. So it's happening at the first decant of Pisces, which is the Neptune decant. So again, we're really, 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 really being intuitive. We are really feeling the emotions. We can tap into a lot. You can tap into your past life, yes, but more so than anything, you can tap into you know, you can tap into like the karmic things that your soul needs to address, right? So it's you know, a great time to really ask your angels, ask your guides, ask God for assistance into helping you bring in the things that you want in your life. Okay. And to really sharpen your intuition as well. Lovely time for that. And just to be the best that you can be on a spiritual level so you can spiritually ascend or develop more on a spiritual level, on an emotional level, you know? And this is great manifestation, like vibes too. Like literally emoting, imagining, and it magically happening to you. So I suggest you guys, you know, practice a little bit with that too. But you got to really believe, you know, that's the thing. Should I explain this now? Yeah, I'll explain it now. So, you know, the thing that's special about this energy is immutable energy. Immutable energy is known and naturally just do this. They let go and let God. They're known for it. And that's why they're lucky. They're more lucky than the other signs, right? Sagittarius is known as a lucky sign because when they manifest, it comes fast. But it comes fast because they're of course they're mutable, but they're fire. Fire energy moves fast, generally, you know. But all mutable signs are lucky. All mutable signs can manifest things into their life very easily. They're very good at it because they let go and let God. They say they want this thing. They do what they got to do. They let it go, you know. And that's it. They move on to the next. And then that's just truly surrendering to the universe and realizing that, you know what, you know, I surrendered to the universe. The universe got me. I'm going to focus on something else now. It's like they don't even do it like consciously. It's very subconscious. And it's just blessed energy. It really is. And so, you know, you manifest really well. With Pisces energy, they imagine, they emote, they feel, they daydream into the things that they want. And then they let it go and move on to something else that they want. And that's how they can do it. So if you want to manifest something during this new moon, you have to act the same way. And try starting with something small. I want $10. Imagine how it feels that, you know, to have $10. And it really, like, relish in the end result of you having it and manifesting it by yourself. And then let it go. Because, you know, $10 is nothing. So let it go. And then you'll see, like, oh shit, I got $10, you know? Great time to do it, because this moon is aspected well, you know? This new moon is. So keep that in mind, all right? You have that double Neptune energy, double Pisces energy, with it being in the first decade of Pisces, okay? It's pure energy. This is happening at 4 degrees. And 4 is very important. In astrology, using the Serbian astrology degree method, you know, it's connected to Cancer energy. So it's connected to, you know, your personal emotions, your feelings, your family, your home, you know, things like that. And so you may notice that you are super sensitive to your family's emotions and what your family's going through and feeling. You're sensitive to your home, to your comfortability. You can pick up these things empathically. And the reason why you're doing it is so you can take care of others and make sure other people are good. But you got to nurture them, but you got to nurture yourself too. And so during this time, when you're noticing you're being empathic, you know, make sure that you nurture yourself, nurture others, but be able to differentiate. Oh, I'm picking up someone else's feeling. My feelings are this. I'm picking someone else's feelings. Because some with that mixture with Cancer energy, sometimes it may feel that it's your emotions, but it's someone else's. Okay? So definitely keep that in mind. But 4 kind of is, you know, connected with other things too. With tarot. Well, let me make sure I have this right. Oh, sorry. With astrology, it's connected to comfort, personal emotions, family, home, ancestry. A great connection, a great moon to talk with your ancestors, connect with your ancestors. Even to begin an ancestor altar. Yes, snap, snap, snaps. Okay. So definitely you can do that. Do some ancestral healing, generational healing. 4 in tarot represents holding back, being present, chilling, sitting in the spot that you're currently in, just sitting in there, you know? 4 of wands, right, is connected with celebrating a current moment and being present in the current moment, being present in you being happy and joyful, appreciating what you have in front of you and enjoying that, right? 4 of what's next, of swords, right, is, you know, I love this card. I love the background of the card. You know, it represents a knight who has fought in a war, and now, even though they survived the war, they have to lie in state and experience how it would feel if they died in the war. And they lie in state and they reflect on what just happened to them. It's kind of like self-healing, self-therapy after you went through a traumatic event, you know? So again, staying still, thinking things out, thinking things through, you know, really meditating and being present in your thoughts, you know, while Four of Wands is being present in the passion and excitement that you have. Four of Cups, right, is holding strong to the emotions that you have, staying strong, staying stable with the emotions and not letting up. You feel this way, you want to stay feeling this way. It's actually known as like the brat card, or this, you know, where they're just like, I don't know, I feel this way and I'm going to stay feeling this way and that's how I feel and that's it, you know? And so it's being present and with your emotions and just, no, I'm going to feel this right now. That's how I feel and I'm going to stay present in this motion. And then lastly, Four of Pentacles is being present and holding on to your practicality, your money, the material things. You know, it's usually someone holding on to some money. You know, that's what the card represents, is staying present with your practical life, material life, financial life, and holding on to it, and just being still. So you understand what I'm saying through the tarot side, you know? There's also, lastly, numerology. And four, numerology represents being trustworthy. It's a masculine energy, which represents strength, stability, dependability, productivity, punctuality, obedience, persistence, results over recognition, right? If you can see that in astral too, the fourth house is the privacy house. The 10th house is being seen, you know, and humble energy as well. All right. So you see how they all kind of come together. So you got to really try to be in that essence for this moon cycle. All right. So let's go ahead now and talk about the aspects being made to this moon. Let's first talk about the first aspect I see, which is the new moon conjuncting Mercury retrograde. Ain't this a bit? Okay. All right. So Mercury being in Pisces is quite interesting in itself, because Mercury is connected to Virgo energy. Virgo energy is it's connected to Gemini energy too, but Virgo energy is like opposite of Pisces, right? So the energy is just totally different from each other. But, you're trying, like Mercury is connected to you trying to be practical in your day-to-day life and be organized and routine and do what you got to do to get things done, you know, and step by step, working hard, just doing what you got to do to get shit done, instead of just like emoting things and manifesting them, you know. It's like, okay, yeah, that's cool, but I want to do something. I have to actually take some action and do something about it in a practical sense, instead of just wishing that it will happen. That's the difference between Virgo and Pisces. Both situations work, honestly. So there's nothing wrong with one way or another, you know. Just depends on, well, you know, the energy that you have and how you want to go about it. And but also, Mercury is connected to Gemini, and Gemini and Pisces energy is square, is using logic and intellect versus emotion and intuition, right? And so, but it's actually quite fortunate energy, because with the Pisces energy, you are intuitively picking up, empathically picking up information, but and you can, strange enough, for the most part, logically understand the information that you're getting. So the people are actually quite psychic during Pisces Mercury energy, or Pisces Mercury folks are quite psychic. However, because they don't have the practical proof, because they don't have the logical proof, a lot of times people think they're crazy. People think they're tripping. Sometimes they are. I'm not going to front, because, Pisces energy is connected to Neptune, and man, talk about hyperbole and delusions. You know, Neptune is very tricky, and it will show you, and it's like, okay, I like to say this, like a lot of people say Pisces energy is very delusional and fall for illusions and can be, can be deceived easily, or can deceive others easily, right? But a lot of it is that they are picking up hyperbolic symbolisms in intuitive situations that make them feel that, hey, it's going to happen in this hyperbolic way, when it's just Neptune trying to show you something and catch your attention. And the only way to catch your attention is through hyperbole. You feel what I'm saying? Through exaggerating. But us as humans take that exaggeration and be like, it's gonna happen just like that, you know? And so it makes them feel delusional. But in all, if you kind of dig deep into it, they're right, you know? And so that's what's kind of happening here. You know, you actually are in, you know, processing what's happening, but it just may be an exaggerated way, because that's like Pisces and Neptune energy. They like to do that. You know, it likes to confuse us sometimes. And so it's our duty, right, to be able to know how to process it and know how to understand these messages. And this is why Mercury is retrograde during this time. We're falling back. We're not communicating as much. And we're reflecting on our communication. We're reflecting on our thought processes and how we're picking up these intuitive messages and what they mean in a grounded 3D sense, you know, in an earthly plane sense. We are reflecting on our day-to-day life and how, you know, spirit and our spiritual path is affecting it. And, you know, what we need to do to, you know, incorporate practicality but spirituality and emotions into our day-to-day life at the same time. And, you know, no, the world's not going to end. No, it's not Armageddon. But at the same time, you know, something like that is happening that is, you know, not as dramatic, but it's something we need to keep our eyes open to. You get what I'm saying? And we need to change our day-to-day life so we won't go through a personal Armageddon. You get what I'm saying, y'all? So it's kind of like that. So we're reflecting on that energy. And it's beautiful, though, because, you know, if you want, if you're when, like, you know, we already had some time with Mercury being retrograde, right? So if you have been reflecting and you're thinking, like, you know what, I want to be better in my intuition. I want to be able to decipher these messages better. I want to be able to understand what's going on. You can manifest that during that time. The beautiful thing about this conjunction is it's not just you are feeling something emotionally and so you're expressing it. You're feeling something emotionally. You're processing it intellectually and logically. And so you are expressing it, that energy as well. But you're not only expressing it, you're actually pushing this energy to be a part of your day-to-day life now. And it's kind of like, because this energy is retrograde, when it comes to applying it to your routine and day-to-day life, you're planning on applying it to your routine and day-to-day life. You may not actually make the changes now, but you're in the process of feeling some emotions empathically and intuitively, processing it logically and understanding what's going on, practicing, you know, your intuition and, you know, making it better, but then expressing that energy as well, you know. And then later on in the game, of course, making changes to your day-to-day life so it could be more conductive to your spiritual growth. So it's actually pretty cool energy to have. And you know, you really just know what you want and what you need during this time. So again, it's this really good time, guys, to definitely try to manifest and get the things that you want. Okay. Now, this new moon is not conjunct Neptune at all, but they're all in the same sign. The thing is, Neptune is conjunct Mercury retrograde, so some of that Neptune juice is going to slide through and cause sliding through and causing Neptune to influence Mercury, which Mercury is influencing the new moon, and so. Again, that Neptunian, empathic, intuitive, but hyperbolic and delusional sometimes energy is coming through. But through this Mercury retrograde, we're learning how to understand it and decipher this energy a little bit better. So it's pretty cool. Pretty cool energy. The only energy that's kind of meh that's happening with this new moon is that The new moon is semi-sextile Chiron. Chiron represents childhood traumas. And the funny thing about Chiron is that you are actually quite, the thing that you have traumas about, you're actually quite proficient in. And it's just like, seems like negative energy is literally trying to hold you back and stop you from being great. It's kind of some bullshit ass stuff when you think about it. But, you know, that's what's pretty much happening or whatever. And, you know, Chiron is in Aries, and Chiron is all about, Aries is all about, you know, drive and motivation and getting things done, feeling the passion for something and doing it. Also is connected to your, personality, persona, appearance, body as well, similar to first house energy, but it's mostly known for like motivating and, you know, motivation and drive and taking action and doing things, right? And so, you know, semi-sextile energy is funny because so it's like connected with sextile energy, right? And sextile energy is harmonious, but it's just that you're learning something different. But you're learning something different harmoniously. You know, the 60 degrees is cut in half into 30. And so what's happening here is that semi-sextile energy is still somewhat harmonious, but it's a harder, it's like a larger learning curve. Like it's a little bit harder to understand. You know, they are not of the same element, not of the same modality, but of the same season. So they're kind of aware of what's happening and what's going on here. Technically, Pisces is like winter slash summer. And Aries is spring slash fall, but you know, they're right next to each other, so they flow into each other. You get what I'm saying? And so with this energy, like when you think about Aries, you know, you're taking action, you're having this passion, you're taking action, but what happens before then? You imagine what you want. You know, you get some intuitive messages on what you want. You're trying to understand what you want. You're trying to understand like what's blocking you from getting what you want, and then you have that realization, and then you are passionate about it and move forward. That's literally the transition between Pisces energy and Aries. And so although they go about things differently, it's transition in energy. And so it's a little bit hard for Aries and Pisces energy to understand each other, but they flow into each other. You can't have one without the other. You feel what I'm saying? And so you're learning in this case that I have this wound when it comes to me having motivation and drive to pushing forward towards things that I want. And I just want to get what I want. And that's it. Like, I just want to go for what I want. But at the same time, do you really know what you want? Have you healed what you needed to heal? You know what I mean? Have you addressed it? Dressed your spiritual guides and your ancestors? And have you done what you needed to do before you need to take action? You know, this is a lovely time for you to address that before you start pushing forward and trying to do the things that you want to do, you know, so you can make sure you're fully healed before you push forward. Yeah. So keep that in mind. But it's like basically just a harder learner curve, but you're still learning and you're still understanding that things need to be done. But it's like kind of annoying. You're like, okay, I guess, you know. So that's what it's like. Semi-sextiles remind me of this new moon is sextile Uranus. Interesting, right? And you know, like I said before, with sextile energy, it's harmoniously understanding and learning something. And so through you kind of understanding your spiritual self, your self-undoing, self-sabotaging ways through empathic messaging, you're realizing that, hey, when it comes to my uniqueness and unconventional ways and stuff like that, and my dreams and aspirations, I need to like value them more, you know? I need to start valuing these things more, whether materially by investing into them or find a way to monetize it, or emotionally, where I need to have more self-confidence and self-awareness and self-worth when it comes to things that make me different, when it comes to my actual dreams and long-term goals, you know? And so you're kind of like on that spiel, but, you know, you're realizing too that like, hey, you know, I need to kind of like start somewhere and I need to align myself emotionally and express how I feel, to really discover more this unique side of me. And when it comes to my dreams and aspirations, you know, it's kind of like realizing that my God-given talents that I have, like, I shouldn't be self-doubtful. I need to be more accepting of it. And something randomly may happen unexpectedly that helps you with that realization. And you're going to realize that it's actually a blessing. It's actually like star card type of energy, or even judgment card type of energy, you know? Which is funny, I mentioned judgment card, because in the Rider Waite, who's on judgment card? Gabrielle blowing his horn, Archangel Gabrielle. And this new moon is actually conjunct a fixed star that's connected to Archangel Gabrielle. Ain't that something? So keep that in mind. This new moon is trine north node as well. Beautiful ass energy. This actually happened to me already, like literally yesterday, where you're getting intuitive empathic messages that you need to nurture yourself and nurture others. Like, I literally, something randomly happened to me yesterday, which, you know, new moon energy is happening today at its strongest, but it's the energy's, you know, pushes through 3 days before and 3 days after, you know. But yesterday I had a situation where I got empathic intuitive message that I needed to reach out to someone and nurture them and support them. You know, it's crazy how it works, but that literally happened. But that's the way that we're supposed to be on right now with North Node and Cancer. We need to find ways to emotionally support ourselves and support others, and, you know, find our comfortability and help people find theirs. Get deeper into our ancestry, right? And help other people do the same thing. So if you're trying to do any Cancer-esque thing, get closer to your mom, get closer to your ancestry, deal with your emotions and your feelings and getting comfortable with them and expressing them in private, making your private life more comfortable, making your home more comfortable, connected with your family better. Beautiful time to manifest that. Okay? Trust me. Lastly, this new moon is sextile Mars. And this is kind of interesting because, like, you know, usually if it wasn't Mercury retrograde, I'm like, okay, you guys definitely should be trying to take action. If you intuitively got a message to do something, go ahead and fucking do it. Yeah, kind of, right? But I feel like you might intuitively do something and do it and it like smacks you in the face because Mercury retrograde and its details and shit. So I would say if you passionately feel something, if you're intuitively getting a message to do something, plan on doing it, and then don't do it until Mercury's direct, right? But also too, you know, Mercury retrograde is not saying, hey, you're supposed to just sit home and curl in a ball and not do shit, right? It's actually asking you to work on your internal self. And so what I suggest you guys to do is, you know, work on yourself internally. You can take actions and be motivated and driven to do things, but don't do it in an external way, do it in an internal way. Be motivated to heal. Be motivated to strengthen your intuition. Be motivated to work on your self-undoing. Be motivated to understand who's your hidden enemy so you can cut that nigga in the throat. You know what I'm saying? Like, stuff like that. Intuitively, be motivated and driven to connect with your guides more, your ancestors and all that stuff like that, you know? Be motivated and driven to hone and strengthen and connect with your God-given gifts and talents that you're so self-doubtful about. You feel me? Do you feel me? All right. So, you know, yes, have that motivation and drive, but work on it, internally. So you can get to that status that you need to be. You know, Mars is in Capricorn. Capricorn is all about having authority and control. You want to have authority and control, you need to, you know, see the unknown, be aware of the unknown. You know what I mean? On an intuitive level, it's unknown to us. Pisces energy and 12th house energy and Neptune energy represents the unknown to us because we're 3D. It's not conceptual here in this plane, but it don't mean it ain't real. When people say, you know, you cannot believe in God, but it doesn't mean God's not real. It's like that, basically. You feel me? So there it is, you know. Have authority and control over the motive, the drive and the actions that you take, but do it internally, and you know, things will happen to you externally once the energy is direct with Mercury. Okay. All right, so I'm heading towards the end, but I do want to mention something. You know, I mentioned this last time, but you know, find out where the ascendant is in your area during the time the new moon has the sun and the moon conjunct. So, you know, the sun and moon conjunct today, the marking of the new moon at 10:33 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, at 4 degrees, 29 minutes of Pisces. And so type that up, put your, you know, location in and see where the ascendant is in your area. So you can see like what part of your life is really affecting. Like, yes, where the sun and moon is, like what house it's in shows you where, what area of your life is being affected. But, you know, the rising shine sign is showing you how you're going to take that action. How you're gonna portray yourself, how you're gonna go about it. You feel what I'm saying? So keep that in mind. Find out where the ascendant is in your area when the new moon is happening, when the sun and the moon is exact, okay? And then also, this is a great moon to manifest things in your life. Just know you can't take action with this moon on the external. You can take action internally. And know that if you're trying to manifest things and it's a little bit delayed, that's Mercury retrograde. When Mercury's direct, the blessings will probably just pop up out of nowhere. So be aware of that too. Okay. So thank you so much, guys. I'm going to cut this here, and then continue to talk with my, Cosmic Gang about the aspect patterns that are happening, the fixed star energy, as well as we're going to go through the houses with the new moon to see how it's going to affect you. So Cosmic Gang, hang on. I got you on my website, astrodim.space, but everybody can go on there. They just have like, know, access to other parts of the website. But if you know, interested in, you know, seeing my blog, going on the forum, asking questions, connecting with others, you know, doing that thing, connecting with like-minded people, you know, you can go on there and enjoy yourself. All right, so I hope this was helpful, guys. Let me know if you have any questions. Hit me up on my website, and yeah, we'll go from there. All right, much love, y'all. Peace.